cradle was rocked when the king was overthrown and the government of Mr. Papadopoulos took over.
In April 1967, a group of Greek military colonels forged a right-wing military junta and successfully led a coup d'etat that remained in power until 1974.
The present so-called government of Greece, the junta, has obviously not the support of the left politically, not the support of the center, but very importantly, it also lacks support from the political right. That is, it has no support at all. And the only thing that's keeping it up, really, is the United States government.
In 1968, Academy Award-nominated Greek actress Melina Mercouri was thrown into the political battle. Pacifica Radio was there to record her.
I called the consul of Greece here in New York, Mr. Gavas, and I say, tomorrow I will be in the television, in the news, and I will denounce the junta. And then he said to me that if I don't stop to talk, then I will be punished. And I laughed, and I say, why, you will kill me?
As many of you may know, Melina Mercouri lost her Greek citizenship shortly after the military coup in Greece last year, because she was outspoken and quite articulate and quite vocal in opposition to the military takeover and in opposition to the fascist regime which took over. Instead of silencing her, the taking away of her Greek citizenship has made her even more vocal and more determined to continue to fight for the restoration of democracy in Greece.
Ελευθερία ή θάνατος, το λάβαρο μας γράφει. I have received thousands and thousands of letters from unknown people all over America expressing their love for my people and my country. And I have wept more than once when I found in the envelopes $1 or $5 with the words, "Dear Melina, please use this to help the return of democracy to Greece." And when I walk in the streets, people come to greet me and say, "Give them hell, Melina, give those fascists hell." I cannot tell you the comfort and the courage that has been given to me by the American people. So how painful it is to me to deplore the official American position. I urge you to write to your president. I urge you to write to your State Department and your representatives. Believe me, they want to hear from you. They have told me so. Military aid to Greece must stop. Economic aid to Greece must stop. Tourism to Greece must stop. American investments to Greece must be discouraged, not encouraged. Acts of barbarism must stop. Political prisoners must be freed. Democracy must return. Civil war must be prevented. I urge you to act now. Time is not on our side. Thank you.
When democracy returned to Greece, Melina Mercouri became the first member of parliament for the Panhellenic Socialist Movement, and in 1981 became the first female minister of culture in Greece. Mercouri died in 1994.